This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The International Director of Jesuit Refugee Service, or JRS, Father Tom Smolich, says unless we deal with the push factors, the flow of refugees to Europe will continue, no matter what dangers, walls, borders or other barriers we place in their way. Father Smolich was speaking to me earlier about the latest tragedy involving the deaths of over 40 migrants when two smugglers' boats capsized in the Aegean Sea, and the remarks made by the French Prime Minister Manuel Valls, who warned that Europe's migration crisis was putting the EU at risk.
I am saddened but beyond belief, mostly because it is taking the lives of people as if they cost nothing. I visited Greece last month, and I learned that if we were willing to treat, welcome, process, whatever verb somebody wants to use, refugees in Turkey, they could take a 20-euro boat trip to Lesbos without paying smugglers, without having somebody who doesn't know how to drive a boat steer them to a watery death. It's ignoring what's going on. It's, again, a symbol of, frankly, the lack of value of certain people's lives. I don't know how much longer we can just sort of roll our eyes and say, well, isn't that too bad?
I think it's possible that many people were expecting that the flow of refugees and migrants would let up during the winter months because of the cold, because of the rough seas, and yet that has not really happened. It's lessened a bit, but not a lot.
To be honest, I was one of those who thought that the numbers would decrease. I think there are a couple of different things going on right now. From what I have read and from what our folks say in Greece, the representation of countries among those coming has changed. The number of folks coming from Syria and other war-torn countries has actually gone down, where numbers have increased from places like Morocco, Algeria, and other parts of the world. I think what's going on is there's a delay in understanding that what some might call economic migrants or the European policy that only those folks from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan will be allowed to move through towards the Schengen area. So I think there's a time delay is one thing, but I think it also speaks of the desperation of people from war-torn areas and desperation of people looking for a better chance at a life worth living.
We also have just seen remarks by the French Prime Minister, Manuel Valls, who says that Europe cannot take all the refugees fleeing the wars in Syria and Iraq. Otherwise, he says, our societies will be totally destabilized. What's your reaction to remarks like that? Because it echoes other remarks that have been made recently, and it echoes, you know, the actions by some individual EU countries who are starting to put up borders or fences.
I think it says three things. One is that people are thinking this, people are feeling this. We can't pretend that it isn't a fear that many people have. I think the second thing it says to me is that to pronounce public policy, to speculate about people's lives based out of a response of fear, which I think this is fundamentally about fear, is not good leadership. And the third point, whatever leaders in Europe might say, the flow of people will continue until the war in Syria ends, pure and simple. Unless we deal with the push factors, any walls, any borders, any fears, any ways of stopping people from coming are not going to work.
That was Father Tom Smolich, International Director of Jesuit Refugee Service, or JRS.